Good morning, everyone. Chris Moore here, the Frederick Golf Guy, your humble hacker of the fairway airwaves. I'm really excited to be back for year 14 of the Frederick Golf Guy on WFMD and glad to be joined again by my co-host Bob Miller as we look at everything golf in Frederick County and beyond. Coming up on today's show, we're going to visit a golf resort in Pennsylvania just over the Frederick County line. In This Week in Golf, the PGA had a new format in New Orleans, and it was exciting. We'll have all that and so much more coming up.
It's time for the Frederick Golf Guy, brought to you by GolfFrederickMD.com, by Barley & Hops, Maryland's first and only female-owned brewery, and by Potomac Legal for aggressive representation. Now, let's get ready to tee it up with the Frederick Golf Guy, Chris Moore.
You're going to beat me at golf?
This is Chris Moore, and welcome to the show. Earlier this week, we visited Carroll Valley Golf Resort in Fairfield, Pennsylvania, and spoke with head golf professional Gavin Green.
This week's featured course is Carroll Valley Golf Resort in Fairfield, Pennsylvania. This course opened in 1966 and since has been redesigned by Alton Clark into just a fantastic resort course at the base of Liberty Mountain. We're joined today by Gavin Green. Gavin's the head golf professional here at Carroll Valley. Gavin, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Talk a little bit about the design of this course. It's pretty wide open, Gavin. You can pretty much find your ball. But I'll tell you, this is not by no means an easy golf course.
It's got a real unique layout. It is a valley course, so your front nine and back nine are both out and backs in the traditional sense. You're starting on one. Once you get down to the bottom of the hill, you're going to follow the valley out. You're going to turn at number six, come back to the clubhouse. 10, you're going to go back out the valley, turn around on 13, and make your way back to the clubhouse. So it's four sets of parallel tracks.
It's really a wonderful design, and I know as a course that's right at the base of a ski slope, a lot of times people might think elevation. There isn't a whole lot of elevation change here, but just enough to make it interesting.
Yeah, the course is actually in its name. It is in a valley. So as far as actually up and down hill-wise undulation, it's really not that sloped per se. It actually is on the flat part.
I'll tell you one thing to talk about with this course, Gavin, is the total transformation that you've taken over the last couple of years into one of the nicer golf resorts in the area. Talk a little bit about some of the stuff that's happened over the last couple of years.
Well, it all started back in 2010 with the purchase of the resort by the neighbor property, Liberty Mountain Resort. It's currently owned by Snowtime Incorporated. And they've really put a lot into the overall property right from the get-go. Very first thing that customers would notice was the renovations of the hotel rooms. Then they ended up putting in a brand new irrigation system. We put in new tee boxes. A lot of this is aesthetic on the outside. But then the biggest change that you would have noticed opening last year was the Highland Lodge. This is the largest addition to the resort. Came with it were two new restaurants, a spa service, indoor pool, pro shop with indoor golf simulators, and some additional hotel rooms. It really has transformed the property.
And it really makes it into a year-round resort, no question at all. You got the golf in the spring and the summertime. And into the fall, and some nice skiing here in the off season. You do a lot of different types of groups out here, Gavin, but this is also a course that people from Frederick can come just up for the day and play.
It is. It's a nice little day trip from the center of Frederick. As actually a Frederick County native myself, I'm very used to it. It's really only 30-35 minutes from Frederick itself.
Mm-hmm. It's a great design. One of the things that challenges me and my guys a lot are the par threes here. You really have quite a wonderful set of par threes.
What's nice about the par threes, especially playing from the white tee, is that basically every distance is covered. Our signature hole number three is only playing about 135 yards, but then you can also take it as far back as 200, 215 on some of the ones on the back nine.
And another unique feature of Carroll Valley that I always liked is the three par threes, three par fours, and three par fives on the front nine.
It does have a unique par layout. It's a par 71, but unlike standard, there's actually six par threes on the total course, five par fives, and the rest are par fours. So it's a unique layout. It's a course where you will hit every club in your bag.
It certainly is, and we always enjoy coming up here. I know I'm usually up here playing four or five times a year, Gavin, so right now. We're gonna I'm gonna join my group, and we're gonna head out and play something, and we'll see you after the round.
We're here at
Enjoy
the
yourself.
First hole at Carroll Valley Golf Resort, and I'm here as always with my good bud Dwayne Withers. And Dwayne, before we came out today, we stopped and we talked with Phil Del Popolo. We all know Phil. He's the 30-year head pro, just recently retired, still hangs out here at Carroll Valley, works a little bit. Had a great, interesting story to tell about the first hole that we're at right now.
Yeah, how many of us get the opportunity to say we played with the President of the United States? Phil gets the chance of a lifetime, gets to play a little Nassau with President Bill Clinton many years ago. And for us who've got a reputation, sometimes it precedes you. President Clinton's reputation was one where maybe he was kicking the ball out of the rough a few times. But Phil's here to tell us a great story that President Clinton tells him he's a 14 handicap on the tee box. Phil takes it straight up. Down the road they go. Tee shots are hit. President Clinton knocks in about a 20-foot putt on the first hole here at Carroll Valley for birdie. Net eagle. Phil spins around. He goes, President Clinton, you having a good time now? Now, we all know what Phil was saying to President Clinton, but Phil's here to tell us that he played the ball down, shot 88, and played a great round of golf.
This is a great starting hole here at Carroll Valley. A little dogleg right, and especially if the wind's howling like it is today, you kind of keep it on the left-hand side of the fairway. Try to hit a good second shot up close to the green and get up and down for birdie, as President Clinton did.
Dwayne. Absolutely. Yeah, this hole gives you a shot if you'll get your tee ball down near the fairway around the corner, give yourself a good layup shot and a good shot for birdie.
Great story. Let's hit some tee shots here. The 485-yard par 5 first hole at Carroll Valley. Okay, Dwayne, we've skipped forward to the ninth hole, and we were talking earlier with Gavin about the unique setup of this front nine with three par fives, and also the fact that it starts and ends with a par five. And I'll tell you, this can be a very challenging par five.
Yeah, it's all about the tee shot here on nine as well. For those big hitters, if you have a little breeze behind you, there's a little shed. You aim for the roof, you hit it as hard as you can. It's about a 250-yard carry to hit the top of the roof or to get it just over. If you do, you got a wedge in your hand for your second shot. You can cut off that much. But, folks, seriously, take it down the left side. Aim a little further left than you think you have to because there's a little bit more room down there. Hit it as hard as you want. Just don't go right. The water will gobble your ball up.
It certainly will, and a good idea here is to hit the ball as far down on this, even though it looks like it's about the same. It does kind of diagonal out there. So the farther you get down there, the better chance you have to make this green in two. Usually what you're doing is you're putting your second ball over the water and laying it up inside 100 yards where you just have a wedge in your hand.
Probably the largest green on the golf course. You want to lay back a little bit on your second shot and give yourself a full wedge in here. Anytime you get on the side hill lies, especially uphill, you have a tendency to come up a little short. So hit your second shot a little shorter than you have to. Take that full wedge shot in and give yourself a best shot for birdie.
And there's also a green front right of this thing that gobbles up a lot of third shots in. We're going to hit some tee shots here. It's the 471 par 5 ninth hole at Carroll Valley.
We'll be right back for some more at Carroll Valley right after these short messages.
We all know legal problems can be a challenge. Allow David Kinderman and the staff at Potomac Legal the opportunity to provide advice and guidance to ensure an excellent result. Whether it be a traffic issue like a DUI or other criminal matters, they can help. And you should really be prepared for the unexpected before it's too late. Check out their website to better understand your constitutional rights and what to do and not do when stopped by a police officer. They can also help you understand your rights and obtain maximum compensation if you've been injured due to the negligence of another. Call David Kinderman of Potomac Legal at 301-762-7900. That's 301-762-7900. Or you can visit them on the web at potomac.legal. That's potomac.legal for aggressive representation. Barley and Hops is Maryland's first and only female-owned brewery, combining a unique mix of award-winning craft beer, amazing food, regular happy hour specials, and live local music. New owner Lori Keough brings together the perfect blending of a remarkable brewmaster and executive chef, making Barley and Hops a destination beyond compare. Brewmaster Eric Gleason not only won the Controller's Cup, formerly called the Governor's Cup in 2016, but he also won 20 additional medals, including 7 golds. Executive chef Jake Howard brings together comfort food and pub fare with his own signature stylings in a beer-centric manner. Additionally, Barley and Hops features free live local music every Wednesday and Friday nights. Located on Urbana Pike just in front of Target, go to their website at barleyandhops.net and like their Facebook page, or give them a call, 301-668-5555. Barley and Hops.
Now back to Chris Moore, the Frederick Golf Guy, online at golffrederickmd.com.
He's a Cinderella boy. Tears in his eyes, I guess, as he lines up this last shot. He's got about 195 yards left, and looks like he's got about an 8.
We're back. Let's rejoin our visit to Carroll Valley Golf Resort.
All right, Dwayne, we've skipped forward now to the 10th hole, very next hole, 373-yard par 4. Downhill from the clubhouse and the hotel, water on the right-hand side. You really have to kind of fit a tight shot in here with your tee ball.
Yep. I'd say this is the toughest driving hole on the golf course. There's no room to miss it left or right. You're thinking about that both sides of the fence when you're standing up on your tee box. If you have to try to make a par here, just like you did today, Chris, take one club less. Take that 3-wood. Take that hybrid, that 5-wood. Hit it solid. Try to stay away from as much trouble as you can. And give yourself a chance to take that second shot into the green.
And I think what happens here is if you take a little less club, if you push it a little bit right, you're staying short of that water, which is what I've done a lot of times here. With your second shot, you've got probably about 30 yards less than what you have to the flag that you need to cover the water. There is a large trap in front that's kind of flat that you can hit to as well, too. So we're going to hit some tee balls here. 373-yard, par 4, 10th hole, Carroll Valley Golf Resort. All right, Dwayne, we've skipped forward now to the 18th hole, 185-yard par 3, kind of down the hill and back up the hill. I'll tell you, not too many courses finish with a par 3 on 18, and this is one of the best holes on the golf course.
6 par 3s, to be exact. All of them less one, close to, if not over, 200 yards. We learned a little piece of history about this golf course, that the greens were set by the original designer, which they don't know exactly who that is. Maybe a gentleman named Cobb may come to mind for some of the locals that have been around for a long time. But imagine the designer looking at the creek that meanders through this golf course, dropping the greens just over the creeks, just like this 18th hole, and then stepping the yardage back for the tee shot. So if he had enough yardage from where he was to make it a par 3, a par 4, or a par 5, that's how he brought his golf course to life. Hence, 6 par 3s, 5 par 5s. Chris, you never see that in a golf course. Beautiful 18th hole. Take one extra club here. Your miss is long. You don't want to be short. There's really nowhere to bail out left or right. So hit your shot a little long. Go for the back of the green. If you happen to miss it long, chip up. Try to make the putt for par. It's a great golf hole.
Wonderful golf hole. We usually have that as one of our closest to the pin holes. We're going to hit some tee shots here. 185-yard par 3, 18th finishing hole at Carroll Valley.
Just finished up our round here at Carroll Valley Golf Resort. I want to thank today's guest, Gavin Green, the head golf professional here at Carroll Valley. Gavin, tell our listeners how they can make a tee time at Carroll Valley.
You can always call the shop direct, 717-642-8252, or feel free to visit our website, www.libertymountainresort.com.
It's just a wonderful venue you have here. We were talking a little bit earlier about some of the special email specials that you have for people. Talk a little bit about those.
Last year, we started what's called our Insider Deal Program, and you can sign up. Obviously, there's no charge. Just give us your email, and every week, we do a different, quote-unquote, insider deal for all of our guests on that email service. We touch not only the restaurants on site, but the spa and the golf course. Every different department has a different deal every week, sometimes ranging from green fee specials. Our most popular one last year we actually did with a paid green fee. You got to return later in that month for just a cart fee. It was the most popular deal. So you got to check those emails, though, to get it.
That's awesome. Gavin, thanks again for being with us today.
Thank you again for having me. We'll see you again.
We'll be back with This Week in Golf right after this.
We all know legal problems can be a challenge. Allow David Kinderman and the staff at Potomac Legal the opportunity to provide advice and guidance to ensure an excellent result. Whether it be a traffic issue like a DUI or other criminal matters, they can help. And you should really be prepared for the unexpected before it's too late. Check out their website to better understand your constitutional rights and what to do and not do when stopped by a police officer. They can also help you understand your rights and obtain maximum compensation if you've been injured due to the negligence of another. Call David Kinderman of Potomac Legal at 301-762-7900. That's 301-762-7900. Or you can visit them on the web at potomac.legal. That's potomac.legal for aggressive representation. Barley & Hops is Maryland's first and only female-owned brewery, combining a unique mix of award-winning craft beer, amazing food, regular happy hour specials, and live local music. New owner Lori Keough brings together the perfect blending of a remarkable brewmaster and executive chef, making Barley & Hops a destination beyond compare. Brewmaster Eric Gleason not only won the Controller's Cup, formerly called the Governor's Cup in 2016, but he also won 20 additional medals, including 7 golds. Executive chef Jake Howard brings together comfort food and pub fare with his own signature stylings in a beer-centric manner. Additionally, Barley & Hops features free live local music every Wednesday and Friday nights. Located on Urbana Pike just in front of Target, go to their website at barleyandhops.net and like their Facebook page, or give them a call, 301-668-5555. Barley and Hops. Every week on the PGA Tour can be lonely as players and their caddies try to beat 155 other professional golfers. Well, last weekend, the PGA had its first team event since 1981 in Orlando, the Walt Disney World National Team Championship. The Zurich Classic of New Orleans was now a team event. First and third rounds were in alternate shot format, and the second and fourth in four ball, or better ball. It came down to a playoff, and the team of Cameron Smith and Jonas Blixt defeated Scott Brown and Kevin Kisner on the fourth playoff hole. The entire playoff was contested on Monday as a long rain delay on Sunday gave way to darkness. Smith and Blixt led after both the second and third rounds, taking a four-shot lead into Sunday. But this format truly lends itself to some startling changes on the leaderboard. Brown and Kisner birdied 10 of the first 11 holes to take the lead, but Smith and Blixt birdied 12, 15, and 16 to take the lead back. It looked like it was going to be good enough, but Kisner chipped in from 95 feet on the 72nd hole to force the playoff. I'm not sure if this format will continue, but it truly added to the excitement for me. About half of the top 30 players in the world were in the field. This format will be very helpful for future Ryder Cup captains as the two alternate shot rounds give a look into what each player has to offer in that format. And it's always good to have a partner to lean on when you are, as they like to say, in your pocket. This week, the tour moves to the Carolinas for the Wells Fargo Championship. With this year's PGA Championship being held at Quail Hollow in August, Wells Fargo has a new home for 2017, Eagles Point Golf Club in Wilmington, North Carolina. This is Chris Moore, and that's This Week in Golf. Here at Barley & Hops with my good friend, Flatfoot Sam Padel of the Educated Fool. Sam, who we got at Barley & Hops this week?
Well, Chris, we have the 10th, Wednesday the 10th, we have A.J. Smith with his Pop Rock. And then on Friday the 12th, we have Savoy Truffle, the Beatles tribute band.
That's Wednesday 6 to 9, Friday 7 to 10, on the patio at Barley & Hops. Bob, first of all, I want to do a shout-out to our sponsors for this year. Barley & Hops, which has been our sponsor
and as you well know, Farrell and Lori Keough, great supporters of the show. And I mean, maybe half of that is because I'm a great supporter of Barley Hops. So, some wonderful new beers that they have in there. It's just a fun place to go visit. And also to Potomac Legal and my friend Dave Kinderman. Dave, we're going to have Dave on the show a few times giving some legal tips. You know, we've had golf tips on the show before. Let's get some legal tips.
There you go.
Always fun to play at Carroll Valley out there. I had a chance before I teed off to see the old pro, Phil Del Popolo, who is he's retired. But still goes back and works a couple of days a week, and he's out there. I've heard he's out there playing every day. But Phil and Dwayne, one of the stories that Dwayne relayed when we were talking about the first hole was the whole Bill Clinton playing there, and Phil got a chance to play around with him. And love playing there. It's a kind of a nice wide open, banging around course, long par threes, three par threes, three par fours, and three par fives on the front nine rather. And ending up on a par 3 18th on a very challenging hole as well, too. It's a fun course to play, Bob.
It's a fun course to play. The other thing I like about this course is that, you know, there's one big body of water, but then other than that, they have a bunch of little streams that kind of go through the course, which is just right about either, oh, am I really going to try to go for it, or am I going to lay up? And so it's that risk-reward shot.
And as we relayed earlier in the show, the designer, who is basically really not 100% known, Alt Clark came in there and redesigned it there. But the stream that kind of meanders through the golf course there, it's thought that the designer said, okay, we're going to put the greens just on the other side of that stream, and now we'll go back. And they kind of designed the course in reverse.
Interesting.
It was a lot of fun hearing Phil tell some of those stories.
Yeah.
To Dwayne and I. So, Zurich Classic of New Orleans, a PGA first since 1981, where it was a two-man team. And as I said, most of the guys get to choose their own partners.
I didn't know how they decided who was playing with who.
Everybody chose their own partners, okay. And there were 80 teams on there. And some of the, you know, like Jason Day playing with, I think it was Adam Scott, they didn't even make the cut. A whole bunch of them didn't even make the cut. The good ones didn't make the cut. Jordan Spieth, I think, finished fourth.
So yeah, but I saw they miss some really short putts.
And the thing, you know, it's the old story of ham and eggs. You know, Bob, ham and eggs.
Ham and eggs.
Ham and eggs. They go great together for breakfast, and it's always good to have a ham and egg as in the teams where one guy will do one hole and one guy will do the next, especially in that four-ball format where they're doing that. I looked at Brown and Kisner. And they birdied 10 of the 11 first 11 holes on Sunday. That's just amazing.
You
don't see that too often. It made for exciting. 27 under par was the score that won. Two teams made it in the fourth playoff hole. There was a birdie to get in from there. So I thought it was fun. I hope they keep that format. I would actually love to go to New Orleans, not just to see golf, but also to have some fun down on Bourbon Street, but going to New Orleans to see golf would be a fun.
And of course, it would be a write off for the Frederick Golf Guy.
I'm gonna have to figure out a way to do that. Huh? So, well, the golf league is continuing. If you are interested, you can go and see the courses we're playing on the website golffrederickmd.com. You can also, if you go to wfmd.com, you can register and get a chance to play around with Bob Miller and the Golf Guy. So that's always fun. We have different winners every week, and hopefully we'll get some to show up every now and then.
As long as you can make the course by 2 o'clock in the afternoon is when we usually tee off between 2 and 2:30.
And it's every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
We're doing that from now through the beginning of September for Thursday, and then we do it on Tuesday in the fall.
Right.
So it's a lot of fun. We also have a charity tournament focus here on the Frederick Golf Guy. If you have a tournament and you'd like us to talk about it on the air, send an email to chris@golffrederickmd.com. Well, that's it for this week. Hope you enjoyed the show. I want to thank our sponsors, Barley and Hops and Potomac Legal. Also want to thank Dwayne Withers for his help on the course and to WFMD morning man Bob Miller. Join us next week as we visit the courses in Frederick County and beyond. Have a great day on the course.